Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the first Sunday of each month from 3 to 4 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Princess,
Stormy,
Michael.
We are students at Round Valley High School in Covelo. Today our topic is high school. Why are we there? Stormy and I are seniors, and Michael is a junior preparing for next year. We have spent 4 years studying various subjects, having social experiences, and trying to meet the expectations of our teachers and parents. We have met the requirements to receive our diplomas. The question is, what have we been prepared for? What skills have we acquired, and how will we utilize them in our future? We have taken classes in math, English, history, and science. These classes are required by the state of California for graduation. While completing these requirements are necessary for college entrance, how will they help us in our careers and employment opportunities? Many of the classes in high school are geared more toward college preparation than providing job skills. Going to a four-year college requires a serious amount of money and means living elsewhere. From Covelo, going to a junior college means traveling over 100 miles per day to get to Ukiah and back. This means that many high school graduates will not be attending high school or college. College fees have spiked in the past few years, leaving the average college graduate who earns a bachelor's degree with a $28,000 debt. The average community college graduate with an AA has a $14,000 debt. Possession of a college degree does not guarantee a job in one's field of expertise, nor does it guarantee a higher income than one who enters the workforce without a college degree. What we want to talk about today is what we have gained by attending high school and what comes next. Certainly, there are social skills that most high school students develop, skills like cooperating with others, problem-solving, and respecting others. Coming from an isolated area like Covelo, we imagine that there are more people skills developed at larger, more diverse high schools. Of course, there is more intimacy and a greater sense of community than at a small high school like ours. We're going to discuss how specific classes that we have taken have provided us with opportunities for the future. For example, agriculture classes and Future Farmers of America have given us the skills to make a respectable living producing food. Working on the yearbook has trained us in journalistic abilities that could evolve into many jobs in the media. Leadership class has given us communication and interview skills and the ability to see the world in new ways. Math has taught us to be able to take care of our finances and its basis for many careers such as architecture. We also want to discuss how high school aided our personal development. Qualities like trust and self-confidence evolve during high school. Our interactions with other students and staff help and sometimes challenge our sense of self and our belief in our own abilities. After graduation, many of us will be moving out around Valley to attend college or for job opportunities. We know that the world beyond Covelo operates at a different pace. Many of our residents find Willits to be moving at a more hectic velocity, and then there's Santa Rosa and San Francisco. So the development of our self-confidence is crucial to our future. In Mendocino County, especially in the rural areas, the job opportunities for high school graduates are rather limited. There are few jobs in stores, fast food restaurants, and gas stations. In the tourist industry, there are some seasonal jobs for youth, but there are many older people willing to take the same work. All these jobs start at a minimum wage and offer no benefits and a pretty limited future. Many states and schools offer apprenticeship programs for high school students. Apprenticeship is a combination of on-the-job training and related classroom instruction. Upon graduation, an apprentice is qualified to start working in a skilled occupation. Youth Speaks Out research in 2006 failed to find evidence in a significant number of apprentice programs in this county, and 5 years later, the situation seems the same. Today, we're going to discuss what we have gained in the 4 years of high school and how we have been prepared for our futures. We will talk for 20 or 30 minutes, then we will open the phone lines for your ideas, experiences, and insights. We are in the Willits studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. Let's begin by discussing our high school histories. Stormy, describe your high school history.
Well, my high school history was a little bit different than other people's might have been because I first had to go to a new school where I didn't know anyone, and there was a little over 1,000 people in the whole school, and my freshman class had 345 kids, and I was used to my 12-people class, and I didn't know anyone there, and so I was forced to step out of my comfort zone by having to talk to people I didn't know to find my own group of friends to hang out with. And then moving back to Covelo, I just had to get back in the step of a smaller school, and it was also overwhelming, and there were so many differences, and it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. How would you say the population of Round Valley High School is compared to Fortuna?
It's about a tenth of Fortuna, because our school in Covelo has maybe 110, I think Dennis told me last year.
Yeah.
And Fortuna, the principal there told me there was a little over 1,000, and it was just so shocking to walk onto campus and see all of these people and be in one freshman class with about 40 people, and it was just one of the freshman classes of that subject.
Yeah. What would you say was the hardest part of your transition from Covelo to going to a bigger school?
Probably being shy and not knowing anyone. I knew one person, and her group of friends wasn't really the type of people that I hung out with, so mm-hmm. I wasn't comfortable enough in her group, so I had to find my own to fit in with.
Yeah.
So not knowing anyone was really hard there. And because no one even knew what Covelo was. They'd ask me where I was from, and I'd say, Covelo. They're like, what's that? I'm like, yeah, it's a town. I used to live there. And no one even knew where Mendocino County was.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Michael, how would you say your high school experience has been so far?
My freshman year was pretty easygoing. I was on independent study until I was in eighth high school. When I started high school and actually started socializing,
mm-hmm.
The friends I had before came back and started hanging out with me again, and we did our classes like any other student. It was pretty much the standard classes my freshman year, like English, math, science, the usual. Things didn't start kicking up for me until sophomore year when all the district started hiring all these new students, these new teachers, to help us have better options for the future. My junior year, we just started planning for prom, which is this month, actually. Mm-hmm. We, spent, $2,000, and, yeah, I'm looking forward for my senior year better, mostly.
Yeah, so you were on independent study until you got into high school?
Yes.
So how was that transition from going from not seeing anyone all day to being in school with all your peers?
It was kind of scary at first. At first, I didn't think I was ever going to make any friends, to be my friends anymore because we hadn't seen each other in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And so when I did go back, they all welcomed me back with open arms and were hanging out, and it was just really good to be around them again. I mean, I didn't have any socializing that much when I was on independent study because I basically just stayed home in my room, did my work, and that's about it.
So would you say you grew more socially when you got into high school since you were forced to make your bonds stronger with your friends that you had before?
Yeah, because when I was on independent study, I didn't know anybody. I didn't mm-hmm. want to know anybody. I was a loner. I just wanted to be locked up in my room, watch TV, play video games, sleep all day. And then when I went to high school, it was a totally new structure. I had to stay awake. I had to do my work, or I would get in trouble by my parents. And so I think it changed me for the better, so I'm not lazy no more.
Yeah.
And I got to interact with all the other activities that Covelo has to offer, like FFA, writing club, the sports, the athletic department, stuff like that.
Yeah, you mentioned about your parents. Do you feel like they have expectations for you now that you're in high school and you're taking classes there?
Most definitely. Like, they expect me to have a C or above, but preferably a B or above. If I get even a D, I lose everything out of my room. They black bag everything. All that's left is my bed, my dresser, and a blanket. That's it.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Stormy, do your parents have any expectations of you?
Yeah. I'm supposed to be a B average, mm-hmm. about. I get in trouble if I have a C, so I'm forced for B's and A's. It's kind of hard, but it's got to be done.
Yeah, I know, for me, my parents aren't, they're not too strict on it, but they expect me to do well in school, but they're not gonna, they don't scold me if I don't, because most of the time I have good grades anyways. But why do you guys think that parents have expectations for us?
Michael?
Because they're worried that we're gonna be out on our own soon, and
mm-hmm.
they don't want us to be stuck at home with them for the rest of their lives, and our lives.
Yeah, that's probably a good reason. Stormy, why do you think that is?
They probably compare themselves, or compare us to them, about how they did in school. That's what my dad does, because he got such bad grades all through high school that he didn't go to college, and he barely graduated, and he doesn't want that for me. He wants me to have more opportunities. So I think that's why he pressures me for B's and above.
Yeah, for your well-being.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
What about your high school experiences, Princess?
My high school experience, well, I've had a pretty good experience. I mean, freshman year was crazy, because I think everyone's freshman year is, like, the most intense, because you're in a new facility with people that are older than you. You're the new person. You just came out of eighth grade. You're used to being the top dog in middle school, and you're coming to a place where you're not anymore, and you're at the bottom again. So you have to work your way up, and, like, I believe high school is, like, where you really find yourself. Like, the patterns that you make in high school are probably going to follow you for the rest of your life. So, I had a lot of searching to do in high school, but in freshman year was probably the hardest, freshman and sophomore year, because I didn't really know what I was doing, and I just kind of was looking for friends. But I made pretty good friends, and I still keep in touch with some of them. But, junior year and senior this year have been the best. I mean, I got on track for junior year. I mean, I had a 4.0 last year, the whole year, and this year I'm pretty much at that.
Was it difficult keeping a 4.0?
Not really. The teachers are, the teachers that I had were awesome and helped me with whatever I needed. It's not like they withheld information from me. They're very, very supportive of the ideas and things I wanted to do in class, and they're really open to what I wanted. So, what about your high school experience, Stormy?
I already answered that.
Michael, what have you
experienced? I guess I experienced how much my class had changed from when I was in fifth grade to go into high school. Like, they matured a lot.
Yeah.
Like, the transition, I guess. They were way more respectful and more understanding and more open and just all around a nicer group than they were back in elementary school.
Yeah, I think high school matures people, definitely. Like, people come out an older person I mean, when you're in high school, you have to find out, you're learning not about yourself, but about your relations with other people. You have to, you're learning who you're going to trust, and, I mean, that's, in itself, is pretty hard. What are your thoughts on that?
I think trust is something that you don't fully understand until you're in adulthood, and adulthood until you actually experience it. Like, mm-hmm. you look back and, like, you just remembered that there was only one person in that whole place I trusted more than anybody else. Like, your best friend or something. Like, your clique or whatever.
Yeah, about cliques, do you see cliques at school that you've noticed at all?
There's a lot of cliques at our school, actually, but I think it's not really cliques as much as comfort zones.
Yeah.
And it's usually their group of friends that they've known forever, and it's usually underclassmen that are in cliques, if you've noticed, and like seniors and half of the juniors, they'll either walk around with one or two friends or by themselves, but they'll talk to everyone because they're more used to everyone.
Yeah.
But freshmen and sophomores are usually in their one group with those people because they're so used to them mm-hmm. that they think that they need to stay by them. Otherwise, they're not going to get anything done or won't be able to do anything because they don't know anyone.
Yeah. Do you think they're in cliques because they feel they have to act in a certain way? Or do you think... What do you think?
They're probably trying to impress the upperclassmen.
Yeah.
When it's not really impressive to me, at least.
It's kind of annoying. I think they're just used to those people and want to be around those people. They haven't truly met, done the transition from elementary school, so they're like sticking with their comfort zones, with the people they were raised with, like they grew up with.
Yeah, and it's back to the trust. They're with the people that they're trusting. So it's not only a clique and because they're acting a certain way, but it does all come down to trust.
Yeah, but like you said, high school changes people, so
yeah.
Even in that clique, it could change them. So you can't really trust every single person in your clique, even.
That's right.
Because some people in your clique might be more open to talking to other people, and then they might even change cliques or groups or whatever it's called.
Yeah, so would you say high school develops people skills? Like, if you're at school, or does it matter what size of the school? Does it have to be a bigger school?
I would say it develops people skills only because when I started Fortuna, I was really, really shy, and I didn't want to talk to anyone because I was scared of what they might think of me and how different I was, and
mm-hmm.
then I went to my first pep rally there, and there was people who were, their whole bodies were painted. They were just, like, running around crazy, talking to everyone, dressed up on Spirit Week, like, there was no tomorrow, like, you wouldn't recognize who they were, and then, so it kind of, like, forced me to step out of my comfort zone, and it made me feel comfortable enough to do that, and that's why when I came back to Covelo, I just started doing that. I'll talk to whoever wants to talk to me, and when it's Spirit Week, I'm going to dress up, because why not? It's for fun. It's not like if people are going to judge you, they might be scared to do it, but you have to encourage people to be able to step out of their comfort zone, too, and it boosted my confidence a lot, because I never would have done that stuff if I hadn't have gone to Fortuna.
Yeah, so you would say that builds your people skills going to bigger school, and it boosts your confidence as well. Michael, what about your, do you think that you developed people skills at even Round Valley High School, being so small?
Covelo has the ag program, which entitles ag students to participate in FFA if they so choose. And FFA has numerous speaking competitions, so you get to interact with other people. You have to, like, go to different places and go to other high schools and see how they're taught and stuff. And there's even a yearly conference in Fresno.
Yeah.
And I actually participated that, like, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, like, 4,000 students there just hanging out, talking. They didn't even know each other. They just, like, were talking to each other, just, like, North Coast, South Coast were talking, West Coast, East Coast, and all that stuff.
Yeah, so did that, that must have really made you, get more people skills. I mean, if you want to even talk to anyone, you have to throw yourself out there and, kind of get over yourself and get over your comfort zone.
Actually, they threw themselves at me.
Okay, but you didn't ignore them either, so you had to respond. What do you guys think about the environment of the classes? Like, do you think that they're helping you for your future? And because obviously we're going to have to face people we don't want to deal with. And, I mean, the environment of our classroom is, I mean, it's a life lesson that we're going to have to learn what people we want to hang out with and how we're going to deal with people. So what do you guys think about classroom environments?
Well, it's, to me, I think it's the teacher who makes the environment, because there's some classes that I've had where the teacher just assigns you work and then just leaves you alone, and it doesn't matter if it gets finished or not. And that kind of environment, I've almost failed classes like that because I don't feel enough pressure to do work, so I just don't, and it doesn't make me feel like I'm slacking or anything. But then there's other environments in classrooms where the teacher will come around and remind you to do your work and, like, pressure you to get it done, otherwise there's consequences and stuff. So those classes, I actually get more stuff done. And, like, there's, I don't know, it's just, it's the teacher to me.
Yeah, so teachers like that, do you think they push you and kind of teach you to be responsible?
Yeah.
Yeah, so for your own self, so, yeah. What classes do you think taught you the most?
Personally, I learned the most from my photo and design class in Fortuna because it involves people skills when you go to art shows, and there's science in the chemistry because you have to use so many different chemicals to develop film because it was blackroom or darkroom photography. And then there's math involved because you have to measure the chemicals and you have to do the math on the time and temperatures and all of that. So I think I learned the most from that. And then we had to do essays on photographers, so there was history and English in that class. It was, like, all rolled into one. But they made it to where you actually wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, personally, photography taught me the most.
For me, Spanish, my Spanish class was the most informative because my Spanish teacher was actually a past English and history teacher, so I learned not only the Spanish language, but the history of Spanish and the how to write essays in Spanish properly, and even in English, I had no idea half the rules of English until I went to Spanish class. And another class that I really learned from was leadership, because leadership would teach you life lessons that you need to have in order to carry on with your lives after high school.
For me, I liked history. History and music. I liked history because the teacher that I had, she was really, really involved, and she had taught for so many years, and she gave the class a lot of insight, and she wasn't biased, so she didn't just go by what the history book said. We did our own research, and, you know, she taught us, you know, to think for ourselves and not just what the history book's telling you. And another class is music. Music really gave me an outlet, so it was like a positive therapy for me going to music. So, and Spanish as well, because, like you said, it taught you how to speak properly and how to write essays properly. But
I'd agree with music too, because the teacher that we had taught us how to turn emotions into music mm-hmm. in a healthy manner. And so it wasn't just, like, people go to that class to slack off because they think you don't have to do anything. But
yeah. And
you subconsciously learn things that you don't think you're learning. Because I've seen people come into that class in, like, the worst mood ever. And then there's just ways that that teacher, he'll talk to you or make you write stuff down. And it just, it helps you learn how to deal with stuff and cope with your emotions in a healthy way.
Yeah, and that'll definitely help you, like, later on when, you know, if you're having a bad day and you can't always, you don't have a therapist. So that's great that it's life skills that he's teaching.
Another class for me would probably be yearbook because there's no photography courses in Fortuna or Covelo.
Mm-hmm.
And so yearbook's the closest that we could get to it. And it also throws journalism in there. And so it it teaches me how to write well because I never really, I'm writing's not my thing, but I've been told that I have creative writing, and so I just let it all out, and it gives me a good opportunity for a career in journalism or photography or newspaper writing or anything like that, and it's helped me a lot too.
Yeah, so what classes do you think are provided for our future? Because I know Michael was mentioning about ag and FFA, and you mentioned journalism and music, but what other classes do you guys think are preparing us for our future?
I'd say econ, because we have to think about financial futures and how or what happens to the economy and currencies and everything like that. And there's stuff in the econ book that I didn't even know about, and I probably wouldn't have been good off without it, and it just helps a lot to know how to handle your money and where it should go and where necessities and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Opportunity costs and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think drama, because you're learning to express yourself, and it's a really good program. Like, how can you expect to show your emotions if you are always bottling them up? And drama is a good way to express your feelings.
Yeah, it's another healthy outlet.
What about you, Princess? What do you think?
I think Spanish and probably I agree with you on econ, because that really, it gives you life skills to, because when you're in high school and you're living with your parents, you're not really thinking about how you're going to survive later on. And I mean, if God forbid something happened to your caregivers and you have no money, it's good to know skills, and it's good to know how you're going to manage your money and how you're going to take care of yourself, because after high school, we're adults. So it's good that we're learning how to manage our money and how we're going to do things later on in life. And it's good that we're learning it in school instead of it being a big surprise and not knowing where our next meal is coming from. Another subject I think is great is Spanish. I mean, half of California is Spanish-speaking, so it's good to know Spanish. And if you want to pursue it later on, you can be a translator, you could work at an embassy, and and probably math, since you can use it for banking, because I know some banks offer jobs to high school graduates, so obviously you're going to need math to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes hand in hand with econ, because you're going to have to know math to know how you're going to handle your money. And probably also history. I think that's a very useful subject that I believe will give us knowledge to for mistakes not to be repeated. But we should also question our history.
I kind of disagree with that. Okay. I don't think history is very important.
Okay. Why?
Because we spend so much time looking back at what's happened and what not to do and what's, like, programmed. It programs us because everyone says history repeats itself. Well, maybe if we didn't spend so much time looking back at what they did and focused more on what we can do to fix it and make it not happen, then maybe it wouldn't happen. But that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree with not spending so much time looking back, because I know a lot of people dwell on the past and they don't really look at the youth as someone, like, they don't really focus on the youth and when they should be, because we're the ones that are going to be taking over pretty soon here.
Yeah.
So, we yeah.
Positive reinforcement, not look at the mistakes that you might make.
Yeah, I agree with you completely on that. But, also, you know,
you also have to look at who wrote it, because there's two sides to every story, so.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I know for when, in history, when they say the new world, I know that's not even true. It's not a new world. There's people living here. But, I think it's funny how they glorify pilgrims and, say, you know, they're explorers. They're not. They're just visitors.
They push their way in.
What
about you, Michael? What do you think? Do you have anything to say?
I personally hate history.
Why?
Because I like to focus on the here and now, and would rather worry about the future, not the past.
Yeah.
Like, it's something you can't change, so why dwell on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Do you guys think we should look at history so we don't repeat their mistakes, or should we just wait for something to happen?
I think there might be a couple of important things that's happened in the history that we need to look at, but we also need to take in focus that we can't sit there and focus on it the whole entire time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you guys think that the older generation has any expectations for the generation of today? Like, what are they, do you guys think they're expecting anything out of us? Like,
they're expecting quite a bit out of us, because they always say the children are our future, and, I mean, it's true, but they expect too much. Just because you're that old doesn't mean that you can't make a difference. Like, history is in the making. You can, if you write something down, then you can, that's history right there. Yeah. Just because it's not a book that's shoved in kids' faces at school doesn't mean that it doesn't matter. If you write something down that you made a difference in, then it's going to make a difference down the line 20 years. And then probably encourage someone to do something else about it.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's definitely true. Do you think they're expecting us to go to college and change the world with our educations?
I think they want us to go to college, but are more gearing us to the path than actually making us.
Because people are so brainwashed that everyone who goes to college is just this amazing person, and people who don't go to college are never going to amount to anything. But wasn't it Albert Einstein never went to college or something? I don't know. There was some famous smart guy that never went to college. But I know in my life there's a lot of people that never went to college, and they have a perfectly fine life. And it's just so stereotypical, because most of the people who are pushing you to go to college didn't even graduate high school. So they should just be happy if you're healthy and doing okay. I mean, yeah, wanting the best for your kid is natural, but forcing them, and I've seen parents go way too far, and it's just too much, and they just need to calm down.
Yeah, and also, I know the expense for college is a lot. I mean, it has risen a lot within the last few years. And I know some people can't go to college just because they can't afford it. It's nice to look at, you know, when you can go and you're offered those opportunities to go to college, but for many people, it's not a reality. They can't do that. And not because they don't want to go to college after high school, but because they can't. They're financially disabled. And for some people, like in Covelo, it's the distance. I mean, it's really far to drive there and back and commuting. So, and even when you do it, there's no guarantee that you're going to get a job. So,
I think personally they should make more jobs at school more classes at school that train you for jobs like econ or home ec or what is it? Cooking
wood
class.
Shop.
Yeah, welding. Cooking classes and welding and yeah. Auto and stuff like that. That was all provided in Fortuna, and I wasn't here when it was here in Covelo, but someone said it was here, and those jobs or classes train you for jobs in the real world, and we don't have that anymore, so now we have to rely on work experience, and in Covelo the jobs are so scarce that we can't get work experience. There's the store and then the gas station, and there's no jobs there.
Yeah, vocational training. Yeah, that's great. Do you think school counselors can help with that?
Some of them might be able to. It depends on the counselor, really, because there's a lot of counselors who they make themselves available or seem available when they really aren't, when a student needs stuff, and I think it's very unreliable and just irresponsible if you're going to be a counselor and not be available to students.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think school staff should be there to help with high school students, since it is a high school, not a school where you're not going to get any help. How do the schools and local employers and county governments make high school more useful for those people not going on to college? Like, do you think the community or even Mendocino County has a lot of options for people that aren't going to college?
I think they try to wean people off the streets to work for them, because people who didn't go to college will usually work for lower wages because they know they didn't get the degree, and so they don't deserve it. They know they don't deserve it or something. Whereas kids that go to college will request a higher wage or more money or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth and listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about high school. Why are we there? What do you think that the goal of high school is? Which high school classes did you take that have served you well as an adult? Do you think that high school prepares students with employable skills? Do you think more practical classes like vocational subjects would be a good direction to move high schools in? Given that college education is far more expensive than it was 10 years ago, should high school continue to be primarily focused on preparation for college? What are the most important tools that high school should provide our youth with? Literacy, a desire to learn, respect for oneself, others, and the environment, the ability to think critically, a desire to serve the community as a productive citizen. What do you think the goal of high school should be? The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be part of this discussion on the purpose of high school. We'd really like to hear from you. How do you guys think literacy is in our high schools? Like, do you guys think that our high schools actually focus on literacy? Like, or do they just pass kids on just because they don't want to deal with them.
I think they try to teach us literacy, but they have a hard time when the students don't actually want to learn literature because, I mean, literature's not really a fond subject.
Yeah, I know for some big schools, the high school just kind of passes them along and they don't even know how to put together a proper paragraph. So I think it's kind of an issue.
I think it's a teacher to student problem.
Yeah, the ratio.
Yeah, and well, not really ratio, but like it depends on what the teacher, if the teacher is determined to teach you and like get the knowledge in your head, and if the student is willing to accept it.
Yeah, and learn. Yeah, I think that goes back to the environment, too, of what if a teacher creates, what environment the teacher's creating, if they're learning a, if they're creating a learning environment or an environment.
A slacking environment.
Yeah, an environment that you feel free that you can just slack off in. Yeah, I agree completely with that. Do you think it develops any character being in those classes that you slack off, and do you think it develops anything at all if you're developing?
I'm not exactly sure. That's a tough one.
My name is Princess from Brown Valley High School.
My name is Stormy.
Michael.
So we're at the Willett Studio, and we'd like to hear from you, and please call in at 456-9991. We'd like for you to be part of this discussion. So,
what about respect, Princess? What do you think about, like, respect between between teachers and students? How does that affect the environment?
I believe if you want respect, you need to give it, but also people need to treat each other the way they want to be treated, adult and student alike. So, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm so glad you guys are doing this show, and it's almost unfortunate it's such a beautiful day. A lot of people are probably outside instead of listening to the radio. But I'm glad somebody mentioned Albert Einstein, and I think it's a fact that many really influential creative people who've brought us to where we are now didn't have a college education, and some might not even have finished high school.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share a couple of other quotes from Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what you guys think about them or how they might relate to your high school experience. One is, "The only thing that interferes with my learning is my education."
Wow.
Which I think is a really interesting concept to think about. And the other one is, "The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing." And so maybe you could just talk a little bit about whether you think the education you've had is going to interfere with that larger sense of learning that happens in the world in general, you know, not just in school, not just intellectual learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just listen off the air.
Okay,
thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
I really like that first quote.
I did too.
That was a good quote.
It really was. I think a lot of people gain a lot of knowledge, you know, not only by going to college, but definitely from the world around them. I mean, college isn't everything. It's great to have a degree, but I think people that don't go to college, like, are stereotypically kind of looked down upon, and it's not, I mean, I think people need to break those stereotypes. It's not something that should be normal, and when it is. But yeah, I think you definitely gain a lot of perspective and a lot of insight just by living in the world around you and, like, experiencing things and meeting new people and talking to other people. I mean, you learn a lot from that, not just by going to college.
I like the first quote, too, because I think it's really good that people are actually trying to get a good job without actually having to go to school. If they can do that and it works for them, they should be able to do that without being, like, stereotypes and stuff.
Well, Einstein also said that imagination is more important than knowledge, and I agree with that, too, but Princess, do you think there's any classes in school that promote imagination?
Probably music, because when you're creating a song or even when you're writing lyrics, you have to come up with it out of your own imagination. I mean, how boring would life be if everyone is singing the same songs and writing the same lyrics and listening to the same music? So I think music really, really motivates you to come up with something original and use your imagination to get those sounds from your head onto your computer or your piano or whatever instrument you're going to use, and really just discover not only what music or what, like, out of your imagination, but out of your imagination you're discovering you, and part of what you want to do is incorporated with what you want to do later on after high school. I mean, whether it be college or if you want to pursue art, if you want to keep going with that and, you know, use your imagination to do whatever. I mean, Albert Einstein obviously had an imagination if he was going to invent and be an amazing physics person. I mean, he was truly brilliant. So, yeah, I think your imagination should be incorporated along with your creativity. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey. Great program. Really love listening to it. And, yes, we're all outside, but I happen to be driving from A to B and caught what you were talking about. One of the things I wanted to mention is that I think what's needed in high school are ways for people to be able to take their creative thought and their imagination and bring it into being in the world, because it helps with self-esteem. If you do or don't go to college, you still need to know how to take your strengths,
mm-hmm.
know how to find that imaginative and creative place and bring it into being in the world in a way that shares with the world what you want to share and at the same time gives you a way to earn your way, to pay your bills, and to be able to do that in a way that supports you as a person, where you don't end up in a job that you really don't like. And I think those skills are something you need in high school, and it's very difficult to get them.
Yeah.
And it's a challenge, really, to the teachers to find ways to nurture the strengths of their students and to help them see their future. And not to mold their future, but to help students find their way to their own futures.
That's a really
I
good point.
Taught?
Yeah.
I agree.
Third grade to 12th grade, and then I'll get off so I can hear you
mm-hmm.
on the air, but I taught from 3rd to 12th grade. A satellite school through Leggett until 2003.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter was mostly homeschooled, is now 33, has written a book in German, is in Germany being a journalist, and never went to college. So she's also right now facing the fact of trying to open doors with no, people don't believe she hasn't gone to college, and they keep looking for that degree, and yet she's persevered and had some success finding her passion. So I give that to you as a motivation.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kudos to your daughter.
Pardon me? Her name is Elisa Celine.
Oh.
She's living in Germany right now, but she's from Mendocino County,
mm-hmm.
born in Healdsburg, but spent most of her life in Mendocino County and is coming back to visit in June. So
sweet.
I'd like to read her book.
I'll take your comments and listen to your talk so I can turn the radio on and hear you again.
Okay.
And thank you so much. You're an inspiration.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. So
I wish I'd speak German so I could read that book.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is.
Point proven right there. We don't need college.
I know my family really emphasizes on getting educated, and that's partly because both sides of my family are immigrants from Europe and Mexico and all kinds of other places. And they definitely, because coming from being immigrants from different countries, they do feel like when you're in the United States, you should make the most of it and pursue a degree and get educated. But I've met a lot of people, and just like our caller said, her daughter is a writer, and she published a book without having gone to college, and it's in German, and that...
Publishing books is pretty hard, too.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing accomplishment. And I know other people that... go ahead. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. This is Rose Francia calling, and I'm listening to your program with two young girls who go to school in Round Valley.
Oh.
They are third and fourth graders. And they are very interested in your program. They don't even want to leave the car to go play at the park.
Oh, my.
Wow.
On a sunny day.
So they've come up with a couple of questions for you.
Okay. Let's hear them.
They would like to know what the hardest experience in high school was for you, and if you feel prepared to graduate and enter adulthood.
Oh.
And I just want to say I'm extremely proud of you and hearing your words and reflecting on your high school experience.
Oh, thanks, Rose.
Truly inspiring.
Thank you.
Well, my hardest experience, like I said earlier, was getting to know new people that I had no idea who any of them were. And as for getting ready to graduate, I kind of wish I was in third grade again. I don't want to graduate. I'm not ready. It's really scary to be, like, pushed right into the world as an adult. I mean, like, it was just like yesterday. I was just turning 15, and I was like, oh, yes, I could drive a car in a year. And now I'm all, oh, God, I have to pay my own bills, and I have to buy my own house. And I'm just really nervous, and I really think I'm not ready.
Geez, for me, well, am I prepared? No. I don't think anyone will ever be ready for change. I mean, change is something you just have to adjust to. So, I mean, I'm terrified but excited at the same time. You know, a new chapter of my life is opening up, and I'm definitely both terrified, but really, really excited for what's to come. But for the hardest experience, geez, that's probably learning who to trust, definitely, in high school, because that's a life skill that you're going to have to take with you. Even when you're in adulthood, you're going to have to learn who your true friends are. And unfortunately, you don't learn who your true friends are until something bad happens. And, but what's good about that is at least it's a learning lesson, and I'm glad I learned it in high school that, I mean, to judge people based on their actions rather than their outsides, but, yeah, probably trust for me.
For me, it's, I'm not ready to graduate high school and I'm just a junior. Because I like the stability of being at home with my family.
Yeah.
And just being able to call that place my home.
Mm-hmm.
But when graduation comes, you know that you have to leave eventually. You can't just stay at home forever.
Oh, man, I'm going to cry so hard.
And the hardest thing for me in high school would be to probably get my work done on time, because high school is not like elementary school. You have to get your work in on time or you get a zero or you fail the class.
Yeah.
That's just the reality of things.
Or if you don't write the letter right, you get docked down points.
That would be our history teacher, if you said.
Mr. Williams.
Yeah. So, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, yes, I wanted to comment on your reluctance to learn about history. I used to think the same way until I realized that the most important thing about history is learning what doesn't work, so you know not to make the same mistakes and waste your energy, and you can build on the good stuff. Now, when the woman who called you guys and gave you the quote of Albert Einstein,
mm-hmm.
that was a little history lesson. You have to find what resonates with you and build on it from there. For instance, the nuclear issue.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the history of what's really going on with that and just believe the companies, the power companies,
mm-hmm.
want to say it's clean, efficient, cheap, free energy endlessly, well, they don't. Who wouldn't know about the nuclear waste, Three Mile Island, situations like Chernobyl if you didn't know the history? And you could be fooled and very easily taken advantage of. And people will just, you know, sweep you under and rob you of a good life.
That's very true. That's why we also threw in the comment of we can't trust history books completely because it's a one-sided story and we don't know both sides, so... Your comment's very true also, because it falls in with that category.
Well, and that encourages you to be journalistic and look for the truth and see what's really going on or what really happened as opposed to what's in those textbooks. And
mm-hmm.
I think it's great what you all do. It always amazes me how Dan Roberts picks young people who really are better in a lot of ways than a lot of people who are professional journalists. You amaze me. Your wisdom is surpasses your years.
Why, thank you, kind sir.
Well, and good luck to you in your future, and... Don't forget the past, but just memorizing dates for a test, yeah, that sucks. I agree on that end of it. So your point is well taken on just memorizing for rote to not really get into it and not understand what was going on. So good luck to you all. And
what do you think the purpose of high school is, sir?
Oh, to learn and build and see what you like, what you don't like, what resonates with you. And I really think that you're right about vocational. I mean, who's going to build the bridges? When
yeah.
all the high-tech and engineering jobs are shipped overseas,
yeah.
Those jobs will actually pay more. And I hope that you have an opportunity to have music in your school so you can enjoy your magical, medicinal, mystical, musical moments
yeah,
in the
that's,
future.
Yeah, that's good.
What did
you get the most out of your high school experience?
Well, I actually did get to learn music. I played the cello when I was in grade school and high school,
perfect.
And I loved it. And
great
it
instrument.
Taught me about math, and it taught me how to look for rhythms and resonation in my life from there.
Yeah.
And they want to take that away, and to me that's so disturbing.
It is. It's
one
really
of the most important things that you get in school.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, all thanks right. so much. Have a nice mm-hmm. day.
Thanks to your future and safe journey.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, our music teacher, he is just a all-around great guy. He also gives us lots of opportunities, and he's not like many music teachers, like in Fortuna. Oh, my. I was in the band in Covelo in middle school, and mm-hmm. I was all set. I'm like, yeah, I'm joining band in Fortuna. But no, it had to be one of those marching bands with the weird hats and all those dumb instruments. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. And so that's what I really enjoy about our music our music teacher here, is we have different types of bands, and then there's solo artists there's people who've come that aren't even from Covelo, and he'll produce their music. He's had Carlene Carter come visit us. We've just met so many people, and he's just really inspirational.
Yeah, our music teacher... Oh, an amazing man. He doesn't restrain us in any way, creative, like with our creativity. We can do just about anything. You want to be a rap artist? You're going to be a rap artist. You want to be a pop singer? Go ahead. If you want to be a rock star, sure. And he just kind of throws out all the cards for you, you know, pick one. Which one do you want to be, you know? You can create your own music, whatever you want to do. Yeah, he's a really, really great teacher. Well, that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Princess Abate,
Stormy,
Michael.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Wilt Studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with the Safe Schools, Healthy Students, and Bronco Project, building resiliency opportunities for the North County. For more information about the Bronco program, please call Pat Sanborn at 459-5314 or email at psanborn@mcoe.us. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be on the first Sunday of June, the 5th, at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in June.